Open the door. Daddy's home.
Welcome back to the Daddy's Home podcast with Johnny and Josh, where we catch up and talk about our recent experiences as new dads tackling parenthood head on.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to like, follow, and share it with a few of your mates.
Alrighty-o, let's rip in. Welcome back. We're back another week, done and dusted.
Oh, it's come around quick.
It always comes around quick. It always comes around
quick. But at the same time, not quick enough.
That's right. Not quick enough. But we have a good week. Ups and downs. We'll touch base on this episode about how we went this week. Where do we want to start? I guess we'll start on Monday. Dusty Mondays, however we got through it. That was... We didn't touch base on it at the time, but last week in the episode, I was quite horizontal afterwards. I had a big night with a few of my mates.
I'm amazed that this didn't feature in that episode.
I just kept it cool. Had to keep it cool.
Well, you told me that you got home at 2 a.m. only for the actual time to have been 6 a.m. after daylight savings had gone back. Is that right? So really, it was 7 a.m.
It was a blowout. Yeah. It was a blowout. It was 7 a.m.
Mama to be wasn't too happy, was she?
Mama to be was unaware at the time because I didn't make the phone call and ask for a pickup.
I don't know. She tells me different. She showed me proof.
Oh, she did too. But yeah, that was at 10 and she already stiff-armed me. So I said, all right, well, I'm not trying that at 3 a.m.
Gave you the big don't argue.
No chance.
Gave you the big don't argue. So that was a big night?
That was a big night. It was good. I caught up with my boss actually down at the local just for a few quiet beers. And then one of my best mates is his brother-in-law. So it turned into us venturing down and visiting him. And then it turned into us drinking on and... Bit of games and bit of carry on. And it was good fun.
And an expensive Uber at the end of it all.
It was, but it is what it is.
But you got the memories forever, right?
We do. And it was a good last hurrah, I think, because I went through a bit the next day just reflecting on this is probably not acceptable.
Moving forward
down the track, especially when I have a bub here.
One last hit out.
It pretty much was. And we touched on about that when you went to Magic Round.
I got on a plane and travelled interstate and was gone for 3 nights versus you going away for a few hours. Mm. So a bit different.
It was definitely one last hurrah for you, but wasn't it?
Sure was. It was bloody awesome. One of the great weekends. Great weekend.
So I had a little chat to one of the other dads at Jiu-Jitsu on Monday. Jared, his name is, and he was reflecting on... Shout out to Jared, friend of the potty. He was talking about his trip at Easter to Harvey Bay with his now two-year-old son. So it wasn't his first trip.
Yeah.
He's done this before. He's got family up there, but he did say it was a different type of trip.
Sure.
First time he did it, his son was 7 months old. He was just saying it was all about getting his son to sleep beforehand. So during the flight, he was, you know, not too reckless, yep. restless, sorry. This trip, though, he said it was a bit more, it was, how do you describe it? He enjoyed it as much as his son did by the sounds of it. Exposing his son to like planes and all the helicopters and all the, you know, the baggage, going through the customs or not customs, what's it called? Baggage check and stuff.
Check.
Doing all that. And he just said it was such an awesome experience seeing his son like for the first time, seeing the planes, firsthand, and him being switched on and knowing what's actually going on.
Yeah. Was it a long flight? How far is that?
I think it's about 2 hours.
Yeah. Long enough.
Long enough. He said he's been to Perth before as well, but that was with the baby.
I don't know how I don't know if I could brave the plane just yet with the Screecher and his sister.
Screecher.
I can just see we're on this plane and the Screecher's just turning it on for everyone to listen to.
We'll have to get a little recording.
maybe it can be like when something happens throughout this podcast, there's a screech interjection.
Get Austin to call up, mate. Leave a voicemail. Just him.
Don't give mine any ideas.
Oh, she would too.
I'll be at work and she's just leaving voicemails for us to listen to.
But yeah, we can definitely see, like, I'd be looking forward to that. Are you looking forward to, obviously, maybe a bit later by the sounds of it?
Yeah, I can't wait. All those sort of things like holidays and trips and them experiencing things for the first time. Just amazing. Like, I think back to one of my like earlier memories, I would have been probably maybe five. My sister would have been about three. And dad, being a musician, used to travel around for different gigs sometimes. And I remember occasionally we'd drop him to, say, the airport or something along those lines, and we'd say farewell and he'd go. But on this occasion, we were dropping him to the airport, and mum and dad are playing it along like, oh, do you want to come and see the plane? And do you want to come and, you know, do all these sort of things?
Oh, okay.
And then before we know it, we're getting seated in the seats, and it took me into that point where we're actually getting strapped in to realize, oh, we're going too on a holiday this time.
Huh.
So I can't wait for little surprises and things like that too. Still a great memory. Like, I would have been five probably.
I've got a great story along like surprises we might touch on in another episode. WWE. Yeah.
WWE.
I'll make a note of it, yeah.
Oh, talk all things WWE here.
Yeah. he did note packed a lot more snacks and other bits and pieces and some toys and stuff for during the flight.
Yep.
Because you've got to keep that two-year-old entertained. And as you know, almost having a one-year-old, they're up and about, they're moving around. It's a bit easier to, I guess, keep a baby entertained.
Yeah,
guess,
well, baby, you're just worried about them. Oh, can you time their sleep or keep quiet as they get that bit older? Not so much. Not as easy to put them to sleep anywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Especially you could use the iPads and stuff now to, I guess, entertain the kids on the flight too. It'd be awesome to hear more dads and what they've done.
Flight tips.
Flight tips.
Before you take off on your round the world trip with young Keithy.
Keithy, he's in for it, isn't he?
It's going to be well travelled.
So then, basically after that, yeah, we had Tuesday, and that was a friend suggested some resources actually, and they're called Leading Up to Birth. It was one thing that we've talked about most of this week was the Birthing Dad program, which was really cool. A lot of information on basically everything leading up to birth and after birth. And I find that more information is giving me less anxiety leading up to it and what to expect, hey?
Yeah. I mean, having clarity is going to be so important for you, because when you're going blind, you just don't know what to expect. So even you're doing that class and now learning a bit more through the Birthing Dad program and Steve there, big, big difference.
Really helps. And he's done it he's gone about it in a pretty cool way. It's all online as well. So there's a 3-week program, and there's also a 4-hour course as well that they provide, which the more help, the better with these type of things, I think. Definitely.
That's great stuff.
But on Wednesday, I'll have to give a shout out to Aero Recovery. I started using the massage gun. Darcy's been loving it. How did I miss that?
Yeah.
For months. It's been sitting there.
Wasted.
I've been just getting into my work. The hands, mate. The hands are calloused. They're calloused. They're not podcasting hands, that's for sure.
Does a job too, I'm sure.
Oh, she's been loving it. It's easier for me too as well. Like, she'll just sit there in front of me on the lounge, and I'll just... The back, man. Just pound to the back. It's awesome. So,
that's great stuff.
I can heavily recommend that as well.
Pettit's Cracks is still in business.
It's taken off, eh? Yeah. It's really taken off. I'm getting great feedback. Only one client so far.
Well, I'm hoping you don't grow your client base. Let's just keep it at the one.
Yeah, keep it at the one. I had a 10K bang out this week as well. I in our prep for the marathon coming up.
Half marathon.
Yeah. So I did the 5K last week, so we bumped it up to the 10K.
And how'd one of the worst injuries in world sport go?
Tough.
Recovery-wise.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
Not as hard as the 5K, which is weird.
Yep.
Maybe that's a good dusting sign. The cobwebs off.
Yeah.
Oiling up the ankle.
The ankle's holding up all right.
Lubed up, yeah. Yep.
What's going to be your plan of attack? Are you going to strap or tape? Or
Definitely like tape.
You're going to tape?
So this time I taped it. It was so much better. I felt like the brace dug into the underside of my foot.
Mm.
Really uncomfortable to try and run in and do that.
Mm.
The strapping is just feels more natural, especially running with footy and all that, just having it strapped, which I had no irritation from it, which was really good. I have to give a big shout out to friends of the show, Nathan Durkin and Timmy Williams from the Beers and Break Even podcast.
Big Bag Guru.
The Guru.
Super Coach Playbook himself.
Gurino.
They got you through that run.
We caught up with them last year at Magic Round, your last hurrah.
We sure did. The Guru and I message from time to time on Instagram. He's a great guy.
Great guy. He's doing a lot of things too, especially Timmy as well. He's got the Super Coach Playbook, and this is the time of year where they thrive, isn't it? Footy season.
They're right amongst it. right amongst it.
I was listening to their Beers and Break Even episode, and the goal was to run as far as I could through that episode, and it was an hour and 2 minute episode, and I ran 10Ks in an hour and one or something like that.
That's unreal.
Right on the dot. Unreal. Which was,
so you're going to be ready to fire.
Hopefully. See, do you have a time I hope I haven't burnt myself out.
Do you have a time goal?
Time goal?
Or is it just to finish it, just to get it done?
I purely think it's just to get it done.
Yeah.
It's kind of playing on my head a bit, my mind a bit. Like I'd see how we go on the day. I don't want to push it, but I feel like I will.
Yeah.
Like what we've spoken about in the past, I like to just hang back a bit.
Yeah.
Because I find when I run by myself, I just overdo it.
Yeah.
So see how we go. Just hitting that half marathon milestone will be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I haven't run anything over 10K so far.
Double.
Yeah, so double and, you'll be right. And some.
You'll still beat me by about 20 minutes.
I have to work on my cup 18. Technique. I have to listen to Hitting the Wall podcast and see what they've got to say about it.
Shout out to those guys. Full of tips.
Yeah.
Shortening the distance between you and your next finish line.
How good. I got a bit carried away as well afterwards, though. I decided to go do jiu-jitsu.
Oh, so all in the one day.
Yeah, which was a bit stupid.
Mm.
When we were rolling in specific training, I was... There's a top mount position that we're doing at the moment, and it requires you to basically leg lock the guy in guard. And I tweaked my hemi. It's not the same one as my... It's on the left side, so it's not the same injury, same side as the injury I've got so far. And I was panicking.
Really?
Panicking. I contacted my brother, who's over in San Diego at the moment, and it was at 11:30 at night. It was 11:30 here at night. Over there, I'm not sure what time it is. What time it was, sorry.
Doesn't matter over there, just... Dude, answer any time, mate.
Oh, 4 a.m. I think it might be.
Would have been like midday for him. I think so.
I think it was midday. So yeah, he's studying over in San Diego at the moment, and he's studying and what's he studying? And not anatomy and microbiology. So I just loaded him up with questions because I've never had like a hamstring injury before, and like he was really helpful. He provided me with lots of exercises and stretches and. Yeah, I started feeling better about Saturday after kind of getting all that information from him.
Nice.
It's handy having someone in the family that you can call it.
Oh, yeah, that sort of level of knowledge.
Yeah, I don't think if he's actually moving over here in... He's coming back. Oh, he's coming here, sorry, in... I think it's September. So I won't be able to call him at 11:30 this time, which is unfortunate.
You still can.
I'll probably still good. Yeah. If he answers, you'll see what he's like.
It might be a night owl, you never know.
Yeah, imagine he's getting he's giving me tips on a night out. What's in the background, mate? He's just at a live concert.
Oh my god.
Is it Retro Thursdays?
Take me back.
Then what, we're up to Friday, so that was we caught up with I had a day off on Friday, day off work, which was great. I caught up with some clients and they're looking at doing a pretty decent sized job actually in Kiama, and they're really cool people. I've worked for them before. Done a really big deck and helped out with their outdoor area, and it's really nice to go back and see how much they use the space now. So at the time they didn't really have they had an open front yard, and their kitchen and lounge room kind of flowed out into the front yard. They've turned around now. We've done a massive deck off of it. For another friend of the show, Alec Brooks, he did all the landscaping. I think Charlie, little Skibosaurus Rex, I think he helped out as well.
Getting the band together.
Yeah, everyone was just tucking in. It was...
I didn't get the call up.
You want the call up?
Kid doesn't get his hands dirty.
No, he's podcasting hands.
He's a real podcaster's hands right here.
So it was good to go see Liam and all that and see how he uses the space now. It's so cool.
Nice.
Two young girls. When I first started the job as well, he just got a puppy after he got the fence put in. And it's so cool how they use all that space. He said he spends so much time out there and they just run around crazy and
amazing.
Have a heap of fun.
Making those memories. And
yeah. So, yeah. And they're awesome parents too. I'm pretty sure, I'm going to get this wrong, I think she's Danish, his partner.
Mm-hmm.
Swedish, one or the other.
I don't know if that comes across offensive, but
I don't know, take it as you will. But she's awesome. Their way of parenting is so cool. It's all about, you know, getting the kids outdoors, and
yep,
they're running around, and I really would like to sit down and chat with him about his tips and what he's done.
And is that because they've always been outdoorsy sort of people, or
yeah,
is that,
yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, but yeah, they were really awesome to chat to, but it was meant to be half an hour. And not turning, I think I was there for like 2.5-3 hours.
Mm.
And I mentioned the potty to him, and he's, you know, his ears pricked up and was like, oh, really? I've listened to a few other dad potties that I haven't really got around, so.
Well, you haven't listened to this one, mate.
This is the one, hopefully. He's really supportive about it, which was awesome.
That's awesome. Good to hear.
He showed me his DIY kind of homebrew setup. It is sick.
Is that something you reckon you'd get into in the future?
I would, but I don't drink a lot during the week. And yeah, I feel like if I had...
You'd have to, or you'd feel obliged to.
I think so, yeah. If I had pale ales or a nice dark beer on tap, mate, can you imagine the... Oh.
My uncle, Peter, has got a brilliant...
Uncle Pete.
He's got a brilliant setup in his sort of back area where they got like an outdoor table and a barbecue and stuff. And he's got, I think it's 2 or 3 taps, and he brews it all himself, has the keg system, everything. He loves it.
Hard to...
There's a real science behind it.
Oh, there is. Yeah. You've got to get into your work.
Yeah.
Hard to pass up a schooner, isn't it, when you see something like that?
I reckon you'd be coming home after a big day at work and getting through a few. It'd be hard not to.
It'd be very hard not to. Yeah. And I think that's the danger behind it. Like, the only chance of me getting a schooner is going down the bolo. Barra bolo. I don't think we could do that. See how we go. So maybe in the studio.
Oh, that's a great shout.
That would be...
Well, I mean, we need to add to our studio a little bit. It would add some colour and some character, so...
Yeah.
Get a tap system set up.
It'd be pretty cool.
Daddy's home lager.
We'd have a few things going. Do you think we'd set up the old PlayStation 1 or PS2 with like...
Yeah, I reckon we'd go PS1 and 2.
SmackDown versus Raw, shut your mouth.
SmackDown, shut your mouth. Oh, SmackDown. The Rock on the front.
Yeah, it's SmackDown, shut your mouth. SmackDown versus Raw, I think, was 06 or something, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah. I think, I'm pretty sure originally the Raw games were on Xbox and SmackDown games were...
I've got the original Raw game on the Xbox original.
I think it had like Kane on the cover.
It did. The big red machine.
It did.
That's good stuff. Might get a run in. Might get a look in, eh? Halo would. All that stuff would. That's for sure. We'd get less podcasting done.
Golden era.
We'd get less podcasting done and everything, wouldn't we?
I'd be telling, oh, sorry, you want to dance? We've got a lot of work to get through.
Yeah, we're just finishing all of the WWE career mode.
General manager mode, whatever it is, when you select your roster.
That's right. Great. I had a bit of a nostalgia week this week. Oh. Pulled out the Xbox 360. I sent you a message on that.
So good.
I couldn't... I think I was playing it for about an hour or so.
Couldn't commit. That was about it.
Oh, it was late at night and I thought, let's just get this out. And then I was playing for a bit and got through a few matches and I was like, all right, I'm done now. Like, I don't know how I used to do it, eh? We used to pound it.
I used to love it. We've lived in our house now for near on a year and a half and I still, unfortunately, haven't unboxed the PS5.
You've still got it in the box.
I put it in the box that we moved with. And I used to play it a fair bit before that.
Okay. So
and then I haven't taken it out of the moving box.
Has been used.
It has been used. It's been rinsed. But it hasn't been touched in a year and a half, which feels, I don't know, criminal to say.
That'll be on the studio.
I'm going to be getting death threats from our listeners. Set it up.
But, yeah, it was really cool to see how they've done, what they've done and what he's got going on there. Which is awesome.
It's good stuff. Real good stuff.
And then we went into, from there, I went from, Kiama up to Wollongong and we did the baby moon.
Here we go. Checked most in highly at the anticipated Novotel. Baby moon review ever.
Okay. Where do I start? We get to the Novotel and I call one of my good friends, the Wayne guy.
The Wayne guy.
The Wayne guy.
Mr. WWE himself.
And Mr. WWE himself, exactly. Called him and I said, mate, you've got connections at the Novotel. What's the go here? Can you get us like a bottle of wine or something? Send it down up to the room. And this is as I'm like leaving the car with the headphones in, like chatting to him. Yeah, no worries. All right, I'm about to check in. I'll chat to you in a bit. Literally 30 seconds later, we get up to the desk. And just checking in for Josh. And they go, oh, yep, no worries. You've actually got a room upgrade. And I went, oh, geez, that was quick from the wine guy.
Got into his work.
And then I turned around and he's turned around and gone, also, you've got a credit on the room from Keith. I went, what? Darcy's looked at me like I've got two heads and the guy at the counter as well. And we've gone, what's going on here? So Keith sorted us out with the room upgrade, ocean views, and also he covered the buffet breakfast the next day for us.
Shout out to Keith.
Shout out to Keith. And he had a nice little card that we had at the room, which was awesome.
Lovely stuff.
That was good stuff. Darcy was over the moon about it.
That's a good start to the trip.
Great start to the trip. That was that was really good. I had a Friday Arvo beer as well by the pool. Now I don't know if I should tell this story because my partner, I don't know if she'll like it or not.
You gotta tell it now.
We had a bit of an episode and sorry, Darcy, but I've got to tell it. Sitting by the pool, she went in. No, she didn't go in. I went in, and we're just sitting there. And then she felt like a wet patch on her towel. And I'm like, oh, everything all good? And she goes, oh, I think my water's broke. Oh. So as I'm getting into my work, first beer down, lying next to the pool, sunny, relaxed. And she must have feeling very, she must have felt very relaxed too. And Keith, he must have felt relaxed as well because he decided to push on her bladder.
Wow.
So it was the first time she's had an episode where she's wet herself and not knowing about it, which these things happen and that's it's pretty cool. Like we've never, sorry to us, but we've never experienced that before.
Yeah,
like,
no,
these
yeah.
things happen and she was stressed out because I didn't know either. I didn't know what it would have been a moment of panic. It was, but I went back to the baby course thing and kind of took my head back to that. And I said, well, we know we don't panic in this situation. We learned from that where we don't just rush to the hospital asking questions. Like, let's actually just take a breath. We called her mum, chatted to her mum on the phone. Everything was all good. It was all sorted. But yeah, just keeping calm in that situation because it's not for another couple of hours until you should actually go to the hospital. It depends how far away. Darcy was more concerned about being so far from the hospital we want to have the birth at.
Because that played a big part in you picking where you were going to go on your baby moon originally.
Yeah, so we're only about an hour and a half away, which is good. Yeah. If we went up to
Sydney or something.
Sydney, Blue Mountains, that's where we were looking.
It would have been a long way away.
Would have been a fair trek just to get back, which, yeah, that was a pretty funny episode.
We're leaving, everything was okay.
Yeah, everything was okay. She laughs about it now. She's going to hate me after this part, which is good. Then we went on to go. We went to our favorite restaurant, Samara's. Have you been there, mate?
I have a long time ago. And I'm pretty sure they got a solid food truck that gets around town and gets into its work.
It gets around everywhere.
Pretty much, if you go to like a food fair or a festival or a market, you just know it's there somewhere.
And you go for it. You can
sniff it out.
I know exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm not. Like locked in on anything. So
you're never locked in on anything?
No. I often go, Mon, what do you feel like? I'll try a bit of that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Adventurous. I just know I'm going to get something good, so I go for that.
Onto a good thing, you don't change.
Yeah. You don't get disappointed. Do you do that, say, for you're going out for lunch or at a pub or something? Would you go to
It depends on the cuisine. So if it's a Thai, I've got the same two things I like getting every time.
Yeah.
Sometimes Monique gets something slightly different, thinking I don't realise the difference between a Penang and a Chu Chi. I know.
You know the difference.
But for other things, no, I'll mix it up. Not locked in on certain things.
At the pub.
Mostly, I don't know, a steak, but they're so expensive. Schnitzel, burger, can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with a snitty and double gravy.
You can't go wrong.
Gravy lube.
I quite like a pepper gravy and an aioli combo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For the chips.
For the chips. And then you have a little dip in the pepper gravy too. And
you don't drown the schnitzel? You're a dipper?
I'm a dipper. I'm not a drowner.
You know, then that schnitzel swimming gravy. Pepper gravy. And then pushing on with the Samara's chat, I got... what did we get? We got the... Oh, I think it's called the beef... the meat platter for two... Dude, there's so much food in that.
Yeah.
So much food. Heaps of lamb, chicken, beef, just the variety for...
Things you'd expect on a meat platter for two.
Oh, yeah. And the garlic sauce, mate.
Whew. Hit the spot.
Yeah. Plenty of rice as well. I don't know what they do with their rice, man, but it's awesome. Yeah. Whatever they do with their rice, they know what they're doing with
it. They put a good twist on it.
Hits the spot.
Then it's hard to get rice wrong.
Oh, but it's must be like turmeric or something they put in the rice.
Yeah, okay.
It's got that yellow color.
Yep.
Got a bit more flavoring to it. Like it's beauty. It's real good. Then we went on to we found this dessert bar called Katosh.
I don't know if you've
heard about it. It's next to where's that place that we went one time? we got into our work with the mic.
yeah, Bavanda.
Bavanda. Yep. Great little bar. We went next door to that.
Yep.
Different. I think we got there around 9 o'clock. I'll say. And it was very different to like most nights you're out in Wollongong at 9 o'clock. We turned and were next to Bavanda and you're like, oh, that would be fun. We're sitting at a dessert bar having cakes and
bit of a cheesecake.
Hot chockey. And yeah, that was good. But it was nice.
That's thing. Awesome.
It's definitely a different situation different to what we're used to. Yeah. And Darcy would have got a bit of FOMO, I'm sure. Then yeah, Saturday we moved on to the big brekkie with Keith. That was cool.
Can't go wrong with a buffet brekkie.
The buffet brekkie, that was... just your typical buffet.
How many rounds did you go?
Three. Always go three.
Always go three.
Always go three. It's a marathon. Does it depend
on plate size?
Not really. They usually have the standard size plate, but yeah, okay. I go in for the big breakfast first. I'm talking bacon, eggs, hash brown, tomato, more bacon.
What else? More eggs.
Mushrooms. Always scrambled. I don't get the poached in that. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah,
always
scrambled. Go?
Toast, sourdough. Went on with that. Got through that. And as you always do, you feel great afterwards. And then moved on to...
Absolutely loaded up.
Yeah. And then I'd like to move on to some fruit. Fruit, bit of yogurt. And then after that, I move on to a coffee with muffins or something like that. It's a stint. Oh, it's a two-hour stint. We were there for 2 hours.
Yeah. Made the most of it.
Say an hour and a half. It's a great lunch. We enjoyed it. Great breakfast.
Got to get your money.
It's a long brekkie, which was good. And then I did some potty work around the pool, which was cool.
Yeah. What's the potty work look like?
Potty work's just kind of planning for today's episode. Talking about our week, basically noting down what we our topics and what we can touch on in the future maybe and what we can work on now. I definitely think if we had more time we'd have, yeah, it'd be really fun to do. We'd have so much to talk about.
We'll make the time.
We will. And then we got into the good part of the day, and that was couples massage up in Wollongong. Give a big shout out to Health Harbour Massage in Wollongong Mall. It's near Coles.
Reach out.
I think it's down the right next to the escalators.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome there. We've been there a heap when we lived in Wollongong. They take healthcare as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap. Like, I'm
that's what you want.
Talking like Thailand style cheap. It's
good. Yeah, wow.
It's good. I think for the both of us, it was like $80. Probably not Thailand style, but yeah, I think it was $80 for the both of us. And that was an hour.
As close as you're going to get.
Yeah, it was great. That was with the health fund though, so I'm not sure that's what awesome. It was like without the health fund.
Yeah.
Das really enjoyed that.
Yep.
I just whacked on a potty. It was like, I always did. Do you do that when you get massages?
No, I don't normally. Yeah. I don't mind your own thoughts for a little while, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I definitely got to do my own thoughts
and
later.
And focusing on the pain. That's yeah. Definitely. Getting a knot rubbed out.
Yeah, getting the knots rubbed out. Hard, medium, or soft?
Oh, go hard.
Oh, I can't do it. I'll go the medium. Go the medium. I'm too much of a coward. And then we moved on to a bit of a Thai for lunch, which was awesome. And then we went back to Katosh.
So you double dipped to Katosh.
Double dipped Katosh. So good. I got a coffee this time.
Yeah.
Darcy went back. She wanted the Oreo cake again.
Mm.
We got some of that again, which is really good. And then after that, we got into the sauna and float tank, which you kindly suggested to us, which, Nate, that was awesome.
I spruced it.
That was so good. The sauna I could only use, but Darcy was in the room at the same time, and she said just outside of the sauna it was getting really hot as well, which she enjoyed.
Yep.
But the float tank, that was the highlight.
Yeah, amazing.
That was so different. I've never done like something like that before.
Amazing. And what was your technique? Did you go no sound, lights off, music, lights on?
We went 10 minutes of sound, which was kind of like the rainforest music. Then silence for 40, and then 10 again for the final. And that was awesome.
Awesome. Would highly recommend. I should be getting commission.
Yeah,
I've got that many people into it.
No, we don't have a code for that either yet.
No, reach out, City Cave.
City Cave, Wollongong. We'll take codes. Maybe get it around for all the pre-birthing couples to go do that. That was really fun.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, the couple mass, that was definitely a big highlight, which was cool.
And you did that from memory. You told me you did that late.
Yeah, late. Yeah, it started at 7. I think we've got out of there at about 9.
Yep.
And then I didn't think I'd be hungry afterwards, but I was getting hungry.
Yeah.
I went into across the road from where we were staying is the Indian restaurant. I forget what it was called. Anyway. Got into that, and that was awesome. Little nightcap, a full food coma afterwards, butter chicken, garlic naan. I saved a bit of garlic naan for Das because I know she's a 3 a.m. snacker.
Yep.
So, to my surprise, wakes up at 3 a.m. and it's out gone. The corner of my eye. The fridge is, the mini bar's open, and she's getting to do her work with the garlic naan.
Can you blame her? I don't think so.
Nah. That was good stuff, but... Anyway, how'd you go, mate? How was your week? Enough about me. I want to hear about the kids and... How you've handled being the dad this week?
Mate, it's been unreal. Another great week in the bank. Eyes on the prizes as you are with the half marrow coming up. So I've been getting a bit of training in. Trying to balance that with a lot happening at work and getting plenty of home time. Which I think we've talked about before is always a tricky one. But I think the past week's been pretty good. Babies are just, we talked about them being on the move, but they're starting to really find their feet at the moment, which has been...
I've been getting Snapchats.
Good fun, but also they're starting to want to be around you and at your ankles a lot more, and they're able to get there quicker now. So if you try and, especially with being two, I'll try and get one out of one room over to, say, the playmat, and then by the time I've gone back to get the other one's off the playmat following me back into the room. So it's a good juggle. Monique, to her credit, continues to just do it incredibly all day when I'm not there, and just doing a great, great job. I got a great Snapchat from her of she was trying to vacuum up a mess on the floor.
The cleaning. She tried to clean the house and it was just...
And as she's doing it, they're just trying to climb and grab onto the vacuum itself and try to really... They're not scared of the vacuum, which is good, but trying to, I think, help or just interested in what she's doing. So slows a few things down.
She's outnumbered.
She's outnumbered. She's outnumbered 2-1. Then I get home, she's outnumbered 3-1. So good luck to her. But she's had a great week. I think she's on like a 5 or 6 day walking streak of circa 5 to 10 Ks every day.
Pounding it. Pounding the pavement.
Like the pavement is in big trouble.
We've called the council.
There's a few potholes getting about. There's a lot of pounding going on. She's covering a lot of distance, which has been great.
And not just a single carrier pram. She got the dual ups.
She's got the double. You know when you see Lynn Fox drive past you? It's got the big double pram going past. But yeah, it's been awesome to see. She's every day monitoring the progress of her steady tan that she's getting, which is great. She's steadily tanning, which is awesome. I keep trying to tell her to put sunscreen on, but I don't think it's happened yet.
We're not tougher than the sun. No, you've got to be sun smart.
I try to tell her. And one of my favorite morning questions is it a t-shirt day or a tank top day? So she's been enjoying that, which is good. And I think really good
t-shirt
for the bubs.
T-shirt or tank top day? Fuck.
We ask the big hidden questions around here. But yeah, she's been doing awesome. The babies have been doing awesome. They love getting out of the house and getting all the parks you could possibly get to. I think there's been a few days where they've hit up 2 or 3 parks. I got out of work a little bit earlier the other day and was able to meet them at a park in the afternoon, which was really nice. And when I got there, the three of them were having a good laugh and they were crawling around and trying to hold on to the different equipment for the first time. Normally we've just gone and put them in the swings to this point, whereas now they're starting to crawl around on the soft floor meshy stuff, whatever it is. Yes, it's been good.
I got a Snapchat from Mon and I quote, "Dads of Instagram, were you getting on the phone, were you, mate? Plenty of photos like we've talked about in the past."
Oh, was I taking photos?
You're getting
into it. So she was taking a video of me taking photos.
Inception.
I like that. I like getting a mix of being in the moment and also capturing some of those great moments. And it's quite funny. Like sometimes you'll get to the end of the day and like between the two of us, we could both be, you know, tired or buggered, her more than me. She's had a bigger day than I could ever have. And we'll put the babies to bed and before we'll know it, we'll either... You know, one of us will catch ourselves or our phone will die or something because we've been sitting there for 20 minutes looking back at photos and videos from the day or the day before. And it's like sometimes you want them to go to bed because you're so tired. And then as soon as they're in bed, it's you're trying to, you know, still think or, you know, relive that day. So it's a funny one. Funny the way the mind works.
It's so cool. Have you had much dessert this week?
Have I had much dessert?
Yeah, you've been trying any Sara Lee desserts or... You know that, mate?
Oh, who's passed on that up to you?
Shortballed you
One of the listeners must have called in. I tried to do a bit of a nice thing the other night when Mom was having a shower, chuck some dessert in for us to eat. I do fancy a dessert every now and then, must be said.
Got a sweet tooth.
We're a sweet bloke. We chucked in from the freezer these Sara Lee... cookie cake things. I don't even know what they are. They're kind of like muffins, but they look like cookies.
That's probably what they're selling at Katosh.
Probably, and they're just charging you an extra $10. No, certainly not Katosh quality. But the cookie instructions was like, I think 20 minutes in the oven, or what I thought, 2.5 minutes in the microwave. So I'm thinking...
What time of night do you usually have your dessert, by the way?
Oh, this was probably like 9 o'clock or something.
Kids
like that.
Kids sleep at that time?
They were well and truly asleep. Well and truly asleep. Dinner was had. I hope so. Everything was done. Dog was fed. Now it was our time to indulge.
Feed up type of stuff.
Feed up, yeah, feed up time. So I'm thinking, oh, great. Who would put the oven on for 20 minutes and wait when you could just chuck it in there for two and a half.
That's who would.
Exactly. So I get the one of the cookie cake things and I chuck it in a bowl and chuck it in the microwave. 2.5, done. I'm going to go duck into the bathroom, take my eye contacts out that time of night where I swap across to my my glasses. I come back out and I'm thinking, oh, geez, got a bit of a smell to it. I go up to the microwave and it hadn't even been 2.5 minutes. It'd been like 2 minutes maybe. And I open up the door and I instantly have to close it because a wave of smoke comes out of the microwave. Like just a wave of it. And I'm like then panicking, thinking, is there a fire in the microwave? Is something like... So then I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to open the microwave door. So I open up the microwave door and more smoke comes out. I'm trying to, with my hand, wave it away. And then I see the cookies cake is gone. It's burnt to a crisp.
There's nothing left of it.
There's nothing left of it at all. It was tar. It looked like a bit of bitumen. Is that
the only one as well?
No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But then typical parenting, my panic was not about the cake, but oh my God, the fire alarms are going to go off, the smoke alarms, and wake up the baby. So I grab a sheet and sprint down the hall and start waving crazily at this smoke alarm to make sure the smoke doesn't come down.
That was the Snapchat I got. You were in the hallway just fanning the smoke alarm.
Oh, I just...
And you've got high ceilings too. I think you've got the 3-meter ceilings. Something like that.
Because that would have been just the worst part, not the fact that the cookie was gone, but if the babies then woke up to that high pitch sound, it would have been another hour before they'd settle. So, I did the job and I evaded the smoke alarm. So we got through... and to this day, it's been a few days now, we can still smell that burnt cookie in the microwave.
Still lingering.
So really, instead of 2.5, it was put it in there for 30 seconds and let it sit for 2 minutes after.
You rushed that. So you were saying you took your contacts out before or after you read the packaging?
I've got no excuse that I was still in. Oh, can't even blame being tired or anything. It's just one of those things. So I tried to do a nice gesture, Mon, if you're listening. In return... She then played the "well, I didn't want one" card, and we cooked up the last one. And whether she did or didn't, she insisted that I had it, and then I ate it and felt really guilty of the fact that I had it and she didn't have anything.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, but that was it. My cooking blunder of the week.
I wonder how the screecher would go hearing the fire alarm because he hates the blender.
Think of a smoke alarm sound. He's as high pitch as a smoke alarm, so I think he'd go off. But the Screech has been a little bit fussy of late with his food and his food selections. So Mon has been amazing at just mixing up what they eat. So I'll come home and often I have to ask, you know, oh, what do the kids have for dinner tonight? Because it's something different all the time, which is just amazing. There's a bit of a rule out there for the dads listening. Food under one is just for fun that I hear regularly. But we're one... having fun with it, but also it's just awesome to see them explore new things and get messy, and then when they're messy, all right, let's chuck you in the shower, that sort of thing.
I get where you're going with that. Yeah, so giving food to someone under a 1 year old, it's a bit of a mess, eh?
Bit of a mess, yeah. But also I don't think
it's enjoyable. It seems like it looks fun for them though, doesn't it? Like,
so fun, yeah, so fun, except for when I think things get a little bit repetitive. And Austin is starting to pick up on a bit of a yellow food trend. And he's starting to see a world where I think carrots get brought out, the sweet potato get brought out, or the pumpkin gets brought out. And he just...
All of them, they're all yellow.
Pardon?
Orange.
Orange. Did I say yellow or
yeah,
orange?
Yeah, you said yellow, I think.
Oh, my bad. There you go.
I'm thinking bananas. I'm
like, oh. No. Orange food, sorry. And it's he like does that screech like we've talked about. It's just not the orange food again.
Really?
Yeah. But lucky for him, he's had some nice pasta and things like that this week. So he's mixed it up.
The fear of oranges.
Yeah, I think he's just overeating the same bland orange food all the time.
He's getting into his Nutri-Grain this week.
Oh, he loves a bit of Nutri-Grain. Loves a bit of Nutri-Grain.
That's good stuff.
Really good to see.
How'd you go with... We touched on it, your episode last week with your flooding of the garage. Did you manage to revive any of the memorabilia or what? Have you had a look since then?
We've had a look. Plenty's been revived, which you'll be relieved to hear. We haven't lost too much, which is the main thing. But I'll be honest, it's been one of those weeks where just time or priority hasn't allowed for the full cleanup or the tip run yet. So that might be a this week or coming sort of job. Yeah. I'll give you a full breakdown of the damages next time.
We'll probably talk about that in our next episode after we do the half marrow and how busy our week has been prioritizing stuff. both mentally and physically prepping for the half marathon, but also prepping and being home with the family. We can prioritize that in the next episode and chat about it because it's definitely tough.
Yeah.
But we're all laughing at the end of the day. We're all having fun. That's what it's all about.
Exactly right. Better to be busy than bored, I think.
Oh, so as well, we had a heap of, I think we had about, we had a fair bit of callers leave some messages this week. I'm thinking maybe next episode we pick a few and play them out on the potty. What do you think?
That'd be unreal. And just thank you to anyone who did like take the time to give us a call or... there was one which we might try and get a snippet of that goes for 6.5 minutes of someone sharing their thoughts on a certain topic. So we'll try and find a way to get that into a bite-sized piece and we'll refer to that and have a listen to that next week. But please give us a call. Numbers 0439-617-013. You can find it on our Instagram page, in the show notes on Spotify. Just leave us a thought, a message, a question, share a story.
You can even send a text message or a voice audio or something like that. It'd be great.
Yeah, voice message, anything like that. Send Josh a few photos. be mindful he's the only one who has the phone, so I'm happy to say that.
In charge of the phone.
but yeah, that'd be absolutely awesome. We'll dive into that over the next couple of episodes.
Appreciate it a heap, guys. If you enjoy it as well, please refer to, like we say in our intro, please refer it to a friend or give us a follow on Instagram and... check out our Spotify, iTunes, and Google. It's all in the link tree. We appreciate it. Thanks heaps.
Beautiful.
That's it for today. Wrap it up.
Let's get into it. Let's rip in. Mate.